right. It's time to jump on the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day, today being the 13th of March. Just what's gone on this day in history. On today's date in the year 1567, the Battle of Oosterweel took place, traditionally regarded as the start of the 80 Years' War. Young nobleman Jean Marnix had built a fortified compound at Oosterweel to rebel against the rule of Philip II of Spain. Margaret of Parma, the Spanish governor, hired a mercenary army to catch the rebels by surprise, breaking their will easily and causing them to flee. The mercenaries then hunted down and shot the fleeing rebels. Jean Marnix was killed and sliced to pieces, and even those that were taken prisoner were eventually executed. Today's date in 1591, at the Battle of Tondibi in Mali, Moroccan forces led by Jouda Pasha defeated the Songhai Empire despite being outnumbered at least 5-1. Harvard College was named after clergyman John Harvard on March 13th in 1639. 1781, astronomer William Herschel discovered the seventh planet, the hilariously named Uranus. Kind of makes you wonder where he was looking. Alexander II of Russia was assassinated on today's date in 1881. 1920, the Kapp Putsch attempted to overthrow the German government of the time, the Weimar Republic, and establish an autocratic government in its place. Supported by sections of the military and nationalistic forces, they forced the legitimate government to flee the city initially, but the coup failed after a few days when large sections of the German population followed a call by the government to join a general strike. Power to the people. Thankfully, the German government saw no more unrest in the following decades, and all went on happily. The news of the discovery of Pluto was announced by the Lowell Observatory in 1930. 1933, banks in the United States began to reopen on March 13th after a three-day national bank holiday mandated by the Roosevelt government's Emergency Banking Act. Cuban student revolutionaries stormed the presidential palace in Havana on today's date in 1957 in a failed attempt on the life of President Fulgencio Batista. Student protesters, they just don't have that same passion these days, am I right? Apollo 9 returned safely to Earth after testing the lunar module today's date in 1969. West Australian yachtsman John Sanders completed the first solo triple circumnavigation of the world on today's date in 1988. And on the same day, 1988, the Secan Tunnel, the longest undersea tunnel in the world, opened between Aomori and Hakodate in Japan. 1993, the Labor Party returned to power after the federal election led by Paul Keating. Despite being widely expected to lose, Keating fought a strong campaign and managed to instead increase their majority. His victory speech has been described as one of the great Labor speeches. This is a victory for the true believers, the men and women of Australia, who, in difficult times, have kept the faith. The Dunblane massacre led to the deaths of 16 primary school children and one teacher in Dunblane, Scotland, today's date in 1996. And finally, in 2013, Pope Francis was elected as the 266th Pope of the Catholic Church, following the resignation of Pope Benedict XVI. I'm a scat man! Some famous birthdays for us this morning. Science fiction author and founder of the Church of Scientology, two totally unrelated things, L. Ron Hubbard, born 1911. Peaches Geldof, 1989. William H. Macy is 70 this morning. And Aussie actress Lucy Fry is 28. And some famous musos. Snap Crackle, Roy Haynes is 95 today. Neil Sedaka is 81. Candy Stanton, 80. Sharo, 79. We were hearing one from her. Dance a little bit closer. Rapper Common is 48. David Tremaine of Disturbed, 47. And James DeWeese is 44. Going out on this one. Why should we be pleasing any politician? Reasons would try to cheat diseases if they could. The state of the condition insults my intuition, and it only makes me crazy and a hard like wood. Everybody stutters one way or the other, so check out my message to you. This one going out to John Paul Larkin, a.k.a. Scatman John. Born 1942, he had a stutter from when he was a young child, but still wanted to involve himself in the music scene. So he began playing piano so he would not have to talk or sing. But then he learned scat singing, combined it with dance music, and turned his stutter into an advantage. Going out on Scatman, for this day in history, on 2SER. Everybody stutters one way or the other, so check out my message to you. As a matter of fact, I don't let nothing hold you back. If the scat man can do it, so can you. I hear you all ask out the meaning of scat. Well, I'm the professor, and all I can tell you is while you're still sleeping, the saints are still weeping, because things you call dead haven't yet had the chance to be born. I'm the scat man. Where's the scat man? Scat, but I'm